Hey everyone, this is episode 421 of the Hobosodes, and I'm your host, Brad. Today's Hobosode is sponsored by Mother Yaya. Thanks, Mother Yaya, and everybody else that supports us on the Patreon and the Apple and the Spotify. I don't have any great plans for today's Hobosode. I'm just gonna look through the request folder and see what I have, and we'll see if anything amusing happens. No guarantees. I know I have at least a couple Domino's receipts from the sign guy. I think I'm gonna start on those.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Jonathan.
Yeah.
This is Sensei Doug from the Domino's Pizza.
Hi, Doug.
Hey. You were here, you got the barbecue chicken and the hand-tossed pizza.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, and you stole our pin. We need our pin back, the one that was from the counter. It's like
I don't recall even using a pin, homie.
Sir, it was a black pin. A black Bic.
Okay.
We want our pin back. That's not yours to take.
Yeah, I don't recall even taking a pin, dude. Sorry.
Okay. So
You call
me homie. You call me homie and you call me dude now, but I don't have a pin yet, do I?
Nope. And you're not getting one.
I want my pin back, motherfucker. Sorry, everybody, about that. I lost my temper. It won't happen again. I'm not having much luck getting these people to answer. That was my fourth person I tried.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please
Well, darn, there was five pizza receipts on that list and only one picked up. But I'll hold on to these others that didn't pick up, I promise, the sign guy. And I'll try to get to him soon. That was kind of nice on that one that I called and he's like, yeah, that was yesterday. He wasn't like, I haven't ordered a pizza from you in forever because I take forever to get to the prank requests. Luckily, I have at least one more email. I think I have a couple more here from the sign guy of more pizza receipts. And this one, he says, receipts thrown on the sidewalk outside of, and he says the pizza chain. I'm not going to say it right now, but that's nice because last time he sent this type of receipt, I didn't know who the pizza chain was. I just said I'm from the pizza. But he says receipts thrown on the sidewalk by Litterbug college students. And the sign guy is a good citizen who just goes around with one of those grabby claws on a sticks thing. And just picks up litter for his community. That's how I'm going to assume that he gets these.
Hi, you've reached Ashley. I'm unable to take your call.
All right, the first one refuses to answer. Frickin' Ashley. And then the second one here is from the same place. It's a different type of receipt. I thought we were back to Domino's. But this guy got three sides of ranch.
Hey, this is Drake. I'm not here right now, so leave me a message and I'll get back.
Darn it. All right, so both of them in that email did not pick up. So I will try those back later. And then here's six more receipts. Holy crap. The sign guy, are you sure you're not just standing outside a Domino's door and demanding everybody's receipt from them? Like, hi, I'm the Domino's receipt checker. I just need to take your receipt. Oh, he says it was homecoming weekend and the football team won. So these are celebratory pizzas.
Well, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam. It's Dave from the Domino's Pizza.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, you had some pizzas delivered to you the other day?
Yes, I did.
These chocolate lava cakes and 8-piece stuffed pepperoni. And our driver, he has a dash cam, and he saw that while he was up at your house, someone came out of your house and stole his back tire. And he needs that back. You know, that's an expensive thing for him, and he just needs that back. Can you bring that back?
I live in a large apartment community, so I can't. I don't have any knowledge of that.
Oh, no, they came out of your door. Because his dash cam was pointed slightly at your door. So, we know you did it. Just, you're not in any trouble. We're not trying to involve the police. Just bring his tire back.
That's not me.
He drove all the way back here without one of his tires.
I don't even know how you drive without a tire, but that's not me.
Well, it was the back passenger tire. So his weight kept it off the ground. So very funny. Nice little college prank you did there. But you better bring that fucking tire back.
Dude, I'm fucking 29 and in med school. I don't have time for bullshit like that. I didn't steal a tire.
Okay, well, you know what? Our delivery driver doesn't have time for your bullshit. And he wants his damn tire back.
You know what? Feel free to call the cops, whatever, because I don't have a tire. Like I said, I live in a large apartment community.
Yeah, you're bragging about your large apartment community.
No.
You're bragging about being in med school. I heard all that. But you can't just go around stealing people's tires.
Listen. Within like 5 feet of me, there are four different apartment doors, okay?
Oh, no. They came out of your door. And we know you're not eating all that the chocolate lava cakes and shit by yourself. So you just get over here and bring that tire back.
That's funny because the chocolate lava cakes weren't even delivered.
Yeah,
right.
That's
what I thought you were calling about.
No. Why would you not tell us about that?
What? I submitted the thing online that said the chocolate lava cakes weren't delivered.
Okay, well,
what I figured you were calling about.
If you want your chocolate lava cakes, you bring that tire back.
I don't care about the chocolate lava cakes because I don't have a tire.
Yes, you do. Oh, so now you're just going to let that go so you can pretend that you didn't steal the tire?
I don't really know what you want me to tell you, but I don't have a tire.
Look, I know that you're just a college student and you're just spending all your mom and dad's money. But guess what? Okay, tires are expensive. You probably never bought a tire.
Hey.
What?
I had to replace my entire set of tires last year from a flat. I know how expensive tires are. I don't think it's a funny matter.
Were you just trying to make up the difference, like, you know, by stealing someone else's tire and selling it? So it wasn't a prank, you're saying?
No. I'm saying that I understand how expensive tires are. And I didn't steal the tire.
Well, your roommate or whatever.
I live by myself based on the jobs that I work. I don't have any other financial support or any incentives to steal a tire, okay?
So you live by yourself, yet you ordered a 12-inch pan pizza with extra pizza sauce, extra pizza cheese, extra pepperoni, Nate stuffed pepperoni, and three lava cakes. You're a medical student. You're a horrible student eating all that crap.
Because I turn it into three or four meals. I order it once, and then I have multiple meals out of it.
This sounds made up. Look, just bring back the tire. Stop making up stories and bring back Eddie's tire.
If I had a tire to give, I would, but I don't have a tire.
You are so full of shit. We want that goddamn tire back right now.
I don't know what to tell you.
Tell me, I'm going to bring your tire back tonight.
If I had a tire, I would return it, but I don't have a tire. So goodbye.
Well, we have the security camera footage, dash cam, whatever. I thought he had ordered a lot of stuff because it's a huge list because he got extra pizza sauce, extra pizza cheese, extra pepperoni. But I suppose I can see this being just one person's order, especially since he didn't get those lava cakes. Serves him right, fucking thief. So that was my first try on this list, and I still have five more to go. So I've got another delivery here from Annie. She ordered a contactless delivery.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
Yeah, why?
Hey, this is Gary over at the Pizza Tree. You ordered a pizza from Domino's Pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how come you don't just order from Pizza Tree? Because, you know, we're a nice family-owned business, and we have comparable prices. And we have a guy over at Domino's. He gives us all the phone numbers of people that order from there so we can bitch them out. about not ordering from Pizza Tree?
I was just in Columbia for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not super familiar. Are you talking about, like, is this like a restaurant or is it
it's a
company that, like, you order through?
Oh, no, this is a restaurant. It's called Pizza Tree. And, you know, we do all the pizzas in this town, and we don't appreciate Domino's moving in here and horning in on our business. So can you just not order from Domino's ever again when you're here? Because we'd much prefer that you order from Pizza Tree.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, those Domino's employees, they're a bunch of motherfuckers. Like, you basically ate pizza that was made by a bunch of motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty gross, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Was your order for just one person? Because you got this 14-inch hand-tossed, and then you also got the 8-piece cinnamon bread, and then the 32-piece Parmesan bites?
It was for a group of people.
Oh, okay. I hope so, because I was going to be like, oh my God, Annie, get your life together. That's a lot of pizza for one girl.
I know. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, what are you doing right now? I just wanted to know what she was doing. She's making a lot of background noise. But okay, that's 2 out of 6 now that I've answered.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I tried to call her back. I was going to be Domino's this time and do a bunch of shit talking about the other pizza place. But Annie is no longer answering her phone for some reason.
Hello?
Hi, Emma.
Yes.
It's Gary from the Domino's. You ordered a pizza from us the other day.
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't got our boxes back yet. You didn't throw those away, did you? What? Damn it. I thought the boxes thing was a great idea back when I started doing it 10 years ago, but I guess it just makes everybody hang up on me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
And now she's not going to pick up. But at least she picked up. I can cross her off my list. That's now half of the list now that is all answered. So let's try number 4.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, it's Gary from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza from us the other day. The pickup order.
Yeah.
Pickup order, right?
Maybe. I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because I don't see no delivery charge on this thing. Oh, yeah, it is a delivery. So you didn't steal our PIN. We're looking for a PIN thief that came in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't ordered a pizza from here in a while.
Oh, bullshit, you haven't. You ordered a pizza from here 2 days ago. From Domino's Pizza.
I was out of town.
Oh, well, I don't. This is on your credit card, sir. You ordered one pizza. It was for $15.86. And you tipped $2.38. And this is at 1:44 in the morning. Were you blackout drunk or something? Were you celebrating the big game?
But who is this?
This is Gary from the Domino's Pizza. Were you... Okay, I messed that one up. I thought it was not a delivery because this is a weird... I think this is a credit card receipt, not a Domino's receipt. So not everything was written down. Like, I don't know what he ordered.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, and now it goes straight to voicemail. He won't pick up. I called him several times now. Darn it all. But here's one that is for sure a pickup.
Hello.
Hi, Grace.
Yeah.
It's Eddie from Domino's. You ordered a pizza from us, a pepperoni, and then that hand tossed. You ordered 2 pizzas.
A couple days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, like, when you order pizzas from us in the future, can you please not be so pretentious about it?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Cause you were like banana peppers and extra pineapples. And then you're like hearty marinara sauce, but no pizza sauce.
Oh, I just had my phone number on it, and we used my friend's phone, so I have no idea what she put on it.
Oh, but she was real pretentious about it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
She's just like, this is what I like on my pizza. You know?
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, of course.
Do you know what movie this is from?
Grace!
Can you hear that?
Grace! Grace!
Man, I have someone named Grace on the phone, and she refuses to answer the trivia question of what movie is that from. Let me try her right back. She took a long time to answer the first time. I called her like 5 times before she finally picked up.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Damn it, Grace. I can't even leave a voicemail to tell her about the contest of Name That Movie to get a free pizza. So I guess we're done with that one. And we just have the very last one left. Their name is Tobiah, and it looks like it was a carryout. Oh no, somehow Tobiah's phone is busy, so I'm trying him again. Ah, shoot, it's busy still. How's it busy? He must be on his dial-up connection, checking his email. So I will make a note on that one. So those were fun. Thank you, the sign guy, for always sending me pizza receipts. Somehow, because these are deliveries. So where are they throwing their pizza receipts? Just out in their front lawns? I can understand the pickup order ones, but where are you finding these delivery receipts? Oh, here's one more email. I wasn't going to do any more of these, but what else am I going to do? Let's just do 3 more of these pizza things from the sign guy. This email has 3 of them, and it's from 2 days ago.
Please leave your message for 3-1.
And they just hit the FU button on me.
Hello.
Hi, Connor.
Yeah.
It's Sensei Doug from Domino's Pizza. You were in here. You had these 3 pizzas the other day.
Okay.
And you just kept looking at me. Like, do you have some sort of a problem? Like, the whole time I was in there, you're just looking at me, giving me snake eyes.
Is this serious?
Oh, yeah, I'm completely serious. Like, after you left, I looked at the security camera. And I saw when the girl came up to take your order, like you pulled your hand away from the donation box real fast, like you're trying to steal money out of it. Was that all it was?
What?
Were you trying to steal money from the Jerry's Kids donation box?
You think I was trying to steal money?
Well, I'm just asking because I don't understand why you're just looking at me the whole time you were in there. You're looking at me like you're angry. So I don't think it was that. Because you would have been, you know, looking at me, like, suspiciously. But you weren't being suspicious. You were just giving me snake eyes.
Well, I don't think I was.
Oh, I know you were. You can see it on the security footage.
Okay, well, that's on you, but I wasn't doing anything. So.
Yes, you were. You were looking at me. You were, like, looking at me real hard.
Are you, like, offended by that? Is that the issue here?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't know what your problem was. I thought you wanted to fight or something.
Why would I want to fight?
I don't know. Like, no, customers don't usually come in looking at me like that. Like, if you want to fight, just challenge me to a fight. Because I know jiu-jitsu and everything. I'll come outside and fight with you real quick.
I do not want to fight you.
Are you sure? Because you were really looking at me.
Well, I really was not.
Oh, no, you were. You were just looking. You just kept looking at me like that, and you kept giving me those snake eyes.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't looking at you.
Okay, well, you know, if you don't want to fight with people, just don't go in there and give them snake eyes like that. Their place of business.
I wasn't doing any. I literally walked in to pick up my pizza and I left.
Yeah, you got your pizza, but while you were waiting for your pizza, you were just giving me snake eyes and looking at me. And you weren't looking at anyone else like that. You were just looking at me. But are you sure you weren't trying to steal the Jerry's Kids money? Like, there's not even 20 bucks in there.
Yeah, exactly. So why would I want to? No, I would not want to steal the donation money.
Okay, well, it just seems. It seems like you were looking at the donation box too, and okay, when the girl
well,
came
I
up.
I have no interest in taking that money.
Oh, well, that's what a thief would say. That's exactly what a thief would say if you were going to steal money from us, or not from us, from Jerry's Kids.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I literally walked in to pick up my pizza and left.
Can you say you're
but
sorry?
I gotta go. I don't have time for this. I'm studying.
Yeah, oh, what are you studying?
Physics, too.
Yeah, right. You're probably just playing on the internet. Doing all a bunch right, of bullshit. But hey, oh, did he say something to me? I heard him mutter as he hung up. Let me go back.
All right, bye.
He said something in there in between saying goodbye and hanging up on me. I think he said I was a dumb fuck, but it was really low and maybe I can't hear it, but I'm going to turn it up in post-editing and we're going to find out what kind of shit-talking Connor's doing. I might just go to his house and challenge him to a fight. So next we have another pickup, Parmesan bites and a hand-tossed pizza. Oh man, I want another delivery so I can say I peed on their doorknob. I haven't done that in a while, but it can't be this one. I'm going to accuse this guy of peeing.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
Darn. No answer from Jack. So let's try the third one. And it is also a pickup. Oh, wait, no, it's a delivery. Oh, this is another one of those credit card slips. Not the Domino's part of it, but the credit card part of it.
Hello, you have reached Ben's voicemail. Leave a message with your name and number, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
He just will not pick up. So I guess that's it for the pizza calls. Oh, wait, you know what? I want to make one more pizza call. I want to make a call to the actual pizza and find out what in the hell is going on over there. Oh, look at this. The one that I just happened to click on is another new one that I haven't done yet.
Hello?
Hello, Cole?
Yes.
Hey, it's Gary from the Domino's.
Okay.
We found your receipt out on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you want to just stop being such a fucking litter bug when you order pizzas? Because you ordered this pizza like, you know, last week. Or no, earlier this week. And we just find it like floating along the sidewalk. Thrown out there by a damn litter bug.
Okay. Well, I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I think I do. Where'd this receipt come from? Somebody else? It's got your name on it.
Right. Do you think I'd purposely just be throwing trash?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do. We find these receipts out here all the time. And we call them back and let them know that they're motherfuckers. So, you know,
or
what?
Do you feel better?
Next
do
time,
you feel better?
Yes, I do. But I'd feel a lot better if you would just better. Not.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Not throw
and
your I, stuff I out on the
no,
sidewalk.
No.
Yes. Wow, I got no'd. But the real reason I was going to one of the pizza receipts is so that I could get the phone number for Domino's Pizza and I could call them back, kind of like a final boss.
Hi, this is Domino's. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Gary. I just got a call from someone there named Sensei Doug about this pizza I ordered a couple days ago.
Somebody named Sensei Doug?
Yeah, is he there? Because he said I need to bring my pizza boxes back for recycling.
This is the street Domino. Is that who you meant to call?
Yeah, that's the one. I ordered a pizza from you guys a few days ago. And I picked it up.
We don't have anybody named Doug here.
Well, has anyone else called and said they're getting prank calls from you? Because you shouldn't be prank calling me. I don't think that's a real thing. The pizza box thing sounds fake.
No. Nobody here has been. No, there have not. I can even check the phone log for you.
Oh, you sound suspicious as fuck. Can you get a manager on the phone?
Sir, I am the manager.
Oh.
We don't have.
Why do you sound
like
I'm looking 14.
At the call log.
Yeah, but if.
I'm 19, sir.
If someone were going to prank, they'd probably use their own phone. So it didn't show up on any call logs.
Okay. Cool. I can't help you then.
We'll get Sensei Doug then, right away.
Alright, have a great day.
Alright, I love you. I guess even though I was calling from Domino's phone number, nobody called them back to complain about my calls. Oh, look, on this one, the sign guy actually sent me a photo of the Domino's for some reason. And I can see what looks like a paper receipt out in the parking lot, thrown there carelessly by people like Cole, who just can't be bothered to use the trash can that's right there. They just gotta throw their shit on the ground with their name and phone number on it. Bunch of assholes. Oh yeah, in this email where he sent the picture, He actually wrote, "I do not go through their trash. These are found outside their store. So I'm sorry, the sign guy. I didn't mean to suggest that you go through their trash like that, or that you go around doing good deeds like cleaning up the city because you're a nice guy." But really, then how do the delivery receipts get out there? It seems like it should be all carryout receipts. Not that I'm doubting you, I just don't understand that part of it. I think I'm going to end today's show right there. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you Mother Yaya for being the sponsor of this one. And thank you the sign guy for every single phone number in this one.